Okay, so here we are, Thursday, April 4th, and we're outside the brewing company as we've just, Market Brewing Company, as we've just had the soccer reveal, and York 9 had the great, one of the greatest uniforms. And I'm here with Emilio Estevez, who is, I've watched play North Mississauga, and now he's joined York 9. And so in there, you look good dressed as, what number are you wearing?
11.
He wears number 11. I remember I had to look it up, but it was 21 when he was on North Mississauga. Yeah, great. Did you get to pick that or?
Jimmy, I wanted another number, but they offered me 11, so, you know.
Yeah, okay. It's a new guy. Yeah, great. Okay. So let's dial back to, I watched you in North Mississauga, and then suddenly you were at the tryouts.
Yeah.
I was watching from a balcony in Vaughan, and to be honest, I really couldn't tell you apart from other guys.
Yeah.
You're at 600s, 700s.
Yeah.
But how did you... You went on your own to that?
Yeah, so pretty much I heard they're having open tryouts, and I thought like that was a big opportunity to showcase my skills. So, yeah, I ended up going, and everything went well.
Okay, very nice. And so then you were, I mean, I know a lot of guys, they whittled it down to about 20 in each city.
Yeah.
But what was the callback? Was there one particular coach liked you, or was it just a big pot?
Mainly, yeah, Jimmy was the coach that liked me, and gave me this opportunity to play here.
Okay, very nice. Now, of course, let's talk about that first game. You guys are going to Forge or Hamilton. And, of course, we know they're made up of a lot of Sigma guys.
Yeah.
And North Mississauga and Sigma, I always had this rivalry. I call it rich and poor.
Yeah.
You'd always play after they played. Was there a real rivalry with them?
Yeah, I feel like there was a rivalry with, like, the Sigma team because we share, like, kind of, like, the same field, the same change room. So we'd always see them around, right? So, yeah, that's going to be big,
Was there ever, like I see 20 pizza boxes laid around?
Yeah, there's always pizza boxes around, you know?
Now, you guys, you weren't that poor. You guys had pizza after the game.
Yeah, we had pizza.
No, not a problem. League sponsor. So,
yeah.
Now, big news for you is suddenly I didn't realize you had, like, another name. And you can tell me that because I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And you are the Chinese Taipei team. How were you ever found, or you found them?
Okay. Well, so first of all, my full name is Emilio Estevez Tsai. The Tsai comes from my mom. And with the Chinese Taipei national team, I got in contact with them actually last year. So I emailed the coach and stuff, and I sent them some videos. And he got back to me, and he was interested, and yeah, that's how everything started.
Okay. Have you actually been over there to play for them yet, or still?
So I went last year, but I couldn't play like an official match because I was injured.
Okay.
So I haven't officially like played with the national team yet.
All right, great. Now, of course, what the whole internet is, as soon as you were announced, they were saying about the movie star.
Your name.
Now, have you been bothered at school?
Honestly, in school, and not the students and like my friends, they didn't really know about it. But like, I feel like it was the older crowd that knew. But like the teachers and stuff, like when I'd mention my name, they'd be like, "Oh my God, Emilio Estevez!" You know, so it was always the teachers that knew about it.
Okay, yeah, lucky you. Yeah, so I remember that.
Yeah,
even though I wasn't a real movie guy, The Breakfast Club, I do remember.
Yeah,
that. At least you were the jock and not the nerdy
guy. Exactly. Yeah.
Someone mentioned it. Yeah, and because I was. Right at it, Robin, my name, so it was How's Batman, and so that's what I had to put up with for years. So yeah, okay, but no, it's good you got through that. So we'll wrap this up, but it'll be great to see you playing against Forge, and those kits look great. And what are you looking forward to in Dominican Republic?
In Dominican, first of all, enjoy the sun, the weather, you know. And, just enjoy just being there, you know. Other CPL teams are going to be there. So, you know, we're going to be able to test, you know, our qualities against the other teams and see where we're at as a team and the level of our squad.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks for talking to me now.